Good morning, beloved.
Again, thank you for allowing me to share this time with you on this beautiful Tuesday morning for this morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Matthew chapter 12, and we'll be reading verses 22 through 37. And here, Jesus heals a man who is blind and unable to speak. This prompts the religious leaders to challenge Jesus' authority, claiming that his source of power is demonic. They fail to recognize that God's Spirit is at work in Jesus to do God's will. The reading concludes with Jesus issuing a series of warnings about evil and the judgment day. And don't forget, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. And it's our prayer that God gives all of us godly wisdom to know and to do his good will. So let's begin reading at Matthew chapter 12 and verse 22. Then some people brought to Jesus a man who was blind and could not talk because he had a demon. Jesus healed the man so that he was able to talk and see. The people were all amazed at what Jesus had done. Could he be the son of David, they asked. When the Pharisees heard this, they replied, "He drives out demons only because their ruler, Beelzebub, gives him power to do so." Jesus knew what they were thinking, and so he said to them, "Any country that divides itself into groups which fights each other will not last very long. And any town or family that divides itself into groups which fight each other will fall apart. So if one group is fighting another in Satan's kingdom, this means that it is already divided into groups and will soon fall apart. You say that I drive out demons because Beelzebub gives me the power to do so. Well, then, who gives your followers the power to drive them out? What your own followers do proves that you are wrong. No, it is not Beelzebub, but God's Spirit who gives me the power to drive out demons, which proves that the kingdom of God has already come upon you. No one can break into a strong man's house and take away his belongings unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Anyone who is not for me is really against me, and anyone who does not help me gather is really scattering. For this reason, I tell you, people can be forgiven any sin and any evil thing they say. But whoever says evil against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who says something against the Son of Man can be forgiven. But whoever says anything against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, now or ever. To have good fruit, you must have a healthy tree. If you have a poor tree, you will have bad fruit. A tree is known by the kind of fruit it bears. You snakes! How can you say good things when you are evil? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good person brings good things out of a treasure of good things. A bad person brings bad things out of a treasure of bad things. You can be sure that on the judgment day, you will have to give account of every useless word you have spoken. Your words will be used to judge you, to declare you either innocent or guilty. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, where Jesus says, "Anyone who is not for me is really against me." And again, as we said earlier, that God's word for us today is wisdom, it is obvious that these Jewish leaders had no wisdom. All they knew is that there is somebody rocking our boat, and we have to protect our little kingdom, our little, place of authority that we've, manufactured for ourselves, and so we must attack this man, regardless if he's from God or not. He must go because he's upsetting our system. Amen. People haven't changed much in the past 2,000 years, have they? Let us pray. Dear Jesus, your power comes from God's Spirit, and you have ushered in the kingdom of God. Help me to bear good fruit, to extend your kingdom and proclaim your salvation and forgiveness of sins through my words and deeds this day. Amen. All right, well, that brings our time together on this Tuesday morning to an end. Beloved, join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 50, when Jesus redefines the meaning of family. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless, is my prayer for you.